Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the 18th anniversary. Tim Berry being on our show way back in 1998. This week, in fact, Tim Berry joined us for the first time. You know who Tim is. He's the galactic guru of business planning and a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. Tim, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you, Jim. I wish you didn't keep track of time so much, but then you consider the alternative, and that's fine.
There you go.
Glad to be here.
Well, we keep up with these stats. We have your on-base percentage and your batting average and all that. So we're glad you're here. We thank you for 18 great years of abiding support for us, and I just want you to know how much we appreciate you.
Well, always a pleasure, I must say. Through the years, always a pleasure.
It's been fun, too, hasn't it?
Yes.
We've had some fun.
Yeah.
And folks, as you know, I know you can tell how much I enjoy being with our Brain Trust members, but Tim and I have become good friends off the show and collaborators off the air as well. And so that's been great, too. Hey, Tim, one of the best things that ever happened to me was early on in my career. I worked for a couple of great companies, Sears and Xerox, both of whom taught me how to forecast sales. And as I went through my life, I don't even want to think about what I would have done without that knowledge, without those fundamentals. What do you think?
I think it makes life so much easier to have some sense of what's expected in the future that the sales forecast is a blessing for mm-hmm. people who are running a business. And I'm amazed at how many people fear it like it's some magical thing that they aren't qualified to do, mm-hmm. and that's a shame.
Well, they may not be qualified, because there are techniques, aren't there? I mean, there are things, and I'd like to talk about this segment. I'd like to talk about the benefits that you derive from, before we talk about how to do it, I want to get people's attention by talking about the benefits of it. One of the things you've talked about with us over the years a lot is how to improve cash flow. Forecasting sales helps you with your cash flow, doesn't it?
For me, the sales forecast can be the core of it. You know, you're sitting in the plane talking to the person that you've never met before in the seat next to you, and when the question comes, so do you have a business plan to run this business that you're doing? If you have a sales forecast, you're actually planning. It's the way we think. Mm-hmm. As soon as we put down that I think it's going to be 100 next month, then the benefits come. If it's 110 and you thought it was 100, that tells you things and leads to decisions and better business. And if it was 90 when you thought it was 100, that tells you things. Either way, if you track what you expected in sales against what actually happens, it's automatic. You're looking at the difference and thinking, oh, did I price too high, price too low? Am I stressing? Did I advertise the wrong thing? It's a sales forecast tracked every month for plan versus actual becomes the core of the real value of business planning. It's mm-hmm. steering your business.
And I love how many times, folks, in 18 years, have we benefited from that one little thing that Tim says all the time, plan versus actual. That's the key. That's the fulcrum of everything, isn't it, in business planning, Tim? You projected something in your plan, and you came back and you measured it against what actually happened.
And you see how you were wrong, because we're always wrong.
Mm-hmm. But then all projections are wrong, folks.
Always, because we don't predict the future very well. But what we do with it is reacquire our balance. If you think about walking, each step you lose balance. That's the way we move a business forward, too. What we're thinking is going to happen, and then what really happened, and then managing the difference. And the sales forecast is the most obvious and visible way to get that process going.
Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, when you're doing your business planning and I've always held, and I think you do too, Tim, that your business plan begins with the financial projections, and then everything else follows, and the beginning of that is your sales forecast. What are the possibilities? What can you expect? But when you do that, when you project sales, I love what all us grizzled old salespeople will say: nothing happens until somebody makes a sale, and that's the reason why it's the beginning of your forecasting. A sale is the beginning of your planning. When we come back, I'm going to get Tim to talk to us about some of the fundamentals to make you qualified, to make you justified in thinking you can be a sales forecaster. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, founder of Palo Alto Software. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.